103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On with us right now, we have Kansas City Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Collier on with us right now. Doctor, how's everything going today?
Everything's fabulous today. Good. It's cold, but
yes,
it's good.
Yes, yes. Hope you and the kids are bundled up today. It's definitely one of those days. I wanted to talk to you about the $474 million gold bond proposal that was made to the public last month. Can you speak to our listeners about that?
Yes. Yeah, so for the first time in a really long time, we're going to be bringing a bond effort to the community, asking for support. We've not had a bond here in Kansas City Public Schools for 57 years. And as a result, we have lots of deferred maintenance, lots of work that needs to be done on our buildings. And so right now we're looking at a bond ask of $474 million that would help us to begin the really important work of updating our buildings, building new, renovating and taking care of a lot of the spaces that we've not been able to take care of over the years.
Yes, yes. And this is big, not only just for the schools, but just for Kansas City, Missouri as a whole. Is that correct?
It is. It's really a historic moment in Kansas City. I think we are at we're entering a new phase, or a new time, if you will. And we're entering a day now where I believe people should and will wrap their arms around the Kansas City Public Schools, recognizing us as the flagship district and a place that they're willing to invest in, because our children here in this city are the future.
Yes.
So an investment in the children of Kansas City Public Schools isn't an investment in the future of Kansas City as a whole.
Yes.
So I think it's an exciting time. It's a great opportunity before all of us.
Doctor, can you specifically tell us where some of the money will be spent towards as far as in the public school district?
Yeah, so I mentioned that deferred maintenance that we're looking at, about $650 million. But then we're wanting to not just address those things that have been neglected. We also want to upgrade our buildings, and we want our facilities to look commensurate with buildings that we're seeing all across our city, our nation, our region. And so we're wanting to update spaces so that teachers have nice collaboration spaces. Students as well are able to gather and have spaces that help facilitate the kind of teaching and learning that we want to happen in schools. And so we have a lot of needs. And so when we look at the total need, it's about $1.25 billion that we're looking at in terms of need to address our deferred maintenance and our educational suitability needs. So through this process, we would have a couple new builds. We would have every building that would remain open would be touched in the district with some upgrades, some renovations. And so we want all of our buildings, all of our schools, staff, and families to feel the outcome or the result of this bond. And so that's our goal in this process. There'll be a lot of work done across our entire district. So we're not neglecting any part of the district in this process, which is really a unique approach.
One of the questions I wanted to ask you too, Doctor, is there were some people who actually hit us up about a story that came out that maybe there were some parents upset about what was going on with your elementary school. Is there anything you can answer to that? Can you tell us what will happen with that situation?
So Whittier is one of our buildings. It's probably one of the poorest condition buildings. And we recognized that a couple years ago. Like this, it's not a new discovery. We recognized that a couple years ago when I was out talking about potentially closing schools. And at that time, that community asked us not to do that, to wait. And so we did. We kept Whittier open, but we've always known that we're going to have to address that building or find a new place for those students and staff. And so we felt like this is the right time and the right way for us to do that, because we're not just closing that school and sending them down the street to another older building. Mm-hmm. What we're saying for Whittier is that will be one of our new builds. We're actually prioritizing that school, those students, those families and that community in this process. And we're looking to build a brand new building for Whittier. It would be combined with Woodland Early Childhood Head Start Center. And it would also have an empowerment center there, which would provide all kinds of resources for our students and families and folks in the community. So it's a really great opportunity. I think some of the confusion there is that some people were just saying that we're closing the school, and that's not the full story. We would be closing the building, but we're building a brand new school for Whittier Elementary.
Well, I'm glad, Doctor, that you came on here to answer that question and give us more information on what's going on with the
Absolutely.
Gold bond.
Yes, really I'm glad, too, because sometimes false narratives float around. And I think it's important for people to know what it is we're actually doing here.
Is there anywhere they can learn more information about what's going on with the Gold Bond Initiative?
Yes, we have a lot of information on our website. And so I encourage people who are interested in learning and finding out more if they want to see the entire plan. They can visit our KCPS publicschools.org website, and then there's a page for the bond. They can visit there and learn more about what's happening. Also, they can get information, talking points, so that they can help tell the story, because I think that's the important piece. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that people know what's going on, why we're doing this, what, how this will impact our schools and our community. And we need other people helping us spread the word and to tell the story to their own circles of influence. So I would love if people would visit our website to learn more, reach out to us, and we're willing to come wherever we need to come to help people understand our need and why we want them to be on board with this bond.
All right. Dr. Collier with the Kansas City Public School District. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you, Doctor.
Absolutely. Thank you.